you for choosing Irish Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in installing Arch Top Fiber in my house for internet access.
Okay. I can definitely help you with that. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Barbara Farber.
Hello.
F-A-R-B-E-R.
Hello, Barbara. Can I get your house number so I can see if we are available in your area? And if so,
yes.
So what serviceability, when your address may be serviceable?
It's 14 Arnold Drive, Kingston, New York.
One second while I look up that name, Arnold Drive. There we are. It looks like we are going to have service available at that address, but that serviceability date isn't until October 25th.
October 25th. Okay. Can you put me on the list?
We can do so. We can actually get you set up today and actually get you on the list today.
That sounds good.
Is this for home or business?
It's for home.
Fantastic. And what speed are you looking to get? We have a couple options. We have 1 and 2 gigabit internet services. Depending on your use case, most people go for 1 if you're not using a lot of devices.
Well, let's see. We have 3 phones, 3 mobile phones, and 2 computers.
Okay.
And TV.
All right. It sounds like a 1 gig internet connection would probably be the right selection for you guys based off of your use case. Can I ask about how large is your home?
Pardon me?
How large is your home?
Oh, it's pretty big. It's about 2,200 square feet.
All right. For a home that size, we typically recommend 1 additional extender. And that's just to make sure that your whole home is covered with Wi-Fi. It's not necessarily required. You can opt out of this. And always, if you're finding that your internet is lacking, you can always go for an additional 1 later on by just giving us a call. And we'd be happy to get that set up for you. Would you like to just skip it for now and just wait to see how your service is and see if it's required afterwards?
I do have 2 extenders now.
That's perfectly all right. Those will work just fine with our network.
Okay.
All right. Do you need any kind of home phone service?
No.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
Fantastic. Do you know how you guys get your utilities? Are they overhead or underground?
Overhead.
Fantastic. And is your billing address different from your service address?
Yes.
So you're going to be getting your services, not where you're going to be getting your bill.
Exactly. Same address.
Okay. So that answers that question. Thank you much for the clarification. Real quick for me, just to make sure I'm getting it into the system correct, can you spell out your name?
Sure. It's F as in Frank. A R B as in boy, E R.
Is that your first name or your last name?
That's my last name. My
first
name is Barbara.
B A R
A R A.
B A R B A R A?
Yes.
Fantastic. And what's a good email address for you, Barbara?
It's B A R B F. BarbF42@gmail.com.
And the phone number you're contacting me on, the 845-331-8584, is that a good contact number for you?
No, it's better to use my mobile. It's 845-332-4122.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And how would you like to be contacted? We have phone, email, or text.
Phone or text.
All right. I do have a couple of disclaimers I have to go over with you about our contact methods. Here at Arch Top Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you, we'll only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply, and by receiving phone calls, you do agree to that these calls may be automated or pre-recorded and may come from Archtop, any of its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided with me today. You can revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase. Is this all okay?
Yes.
Fantastic. So we're looking at a 1 gig home internet service. We're just getting you on the list right now, so you're essentially a pre-order, and that service will be available on the 25th. We typically will be giving you a call a day or so beforehand just to get you set up so we can get your installation appointment ready to go.
Okay.
You don't need any extenders. We're not looking for home phone service, and your address is 14 Arnold Drive in Kingston, New York, 12401. You own your home, and you get your electricity and all your other utilities through the year currently, and your billing address is not different from your surface address. Now, as part of the process,
would you say that again? I couldn't understand what you said.
So your,
you're hard of hearing.
No worries. So your billing address is not different than your surface address, which means it's the same place you're getting all your mail.
Yes. My billing address and my home address are the same.
Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a credit check to see if a minimum deposit's required. Don't worry, this is a soft credit check. We're not going to make any major hits on your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are and see if that minimum deposit is required. You can bypass this, but by doing so, it requires you to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that small credit check today? We're not going to see your credit score or anything. We're just checking information like on-time payments.